So I have a question. It says, Hoyeloi Chomesh de Kfar Chananya. Somebody has five animals in this city, Kfar Chananya, for Chomesh be Kfar Rusina, and five in another city, Kfar Rusina. As they mitzvah, you can't put the two together, Achieloi Achas Bitsipur, until you have one in the middle. Mashma, these two cities were far away, let's say a 32 mil away. It says, if you have one animal in the middle, it's okay. So for to riot to Shmuel, even though you only have one in the middle, it's also mitzvah. So who refused to the rabbi, the theory went around, the rabbi says no, the middle one and each side has to be enough to make a maisa. So Marian says, Tirgum HaShmuel, Shmuel himself came to answer Rav, Tirgum HaShmuel, Shmuel interprets it according to Rav, Ali B'di Rav, according to Rav, Kagoyin, the case must be, Shoyotisha Mikan, your case, that you had nine on the right side, Vetisha Mikan, nine on the left side, the Yachas B'em, so one in the middle, so it's also from Starf, because this middle one, whichever side is from Starf, that makes maisa Deima, therefore it's good. Then if it would just been five and five, it would be no good, it wouldn't be chayv according to Rav. Kehi chazi, because this middle one now is fit, l'ocho v'chazi l'och, it's fit both ways, to be mechayv yomai sebeima. Omer HaPorah, Papa says, u'lishmul, according to Shmuel, afilu roya mitzarfen, means if you have five sheep on the right side, and five sheep all the way down the left side, 32 mil away, but the roya, the shepherd, is in the middle, that since he could see both of them, that's enough. You don't even have to have animals there. Even if the Roy himself is not in the middle, but he left his caleb, left his utensils there. So we know he has to come back to get them. So again, we consider him as if he's there, and it's also mitzarfen. Boy Ravashi, Ravashi has a shout like this. Kalbo the Roy Yamai. Let's say the shepherd's dog is in between these 32 mil. So what's the locha? Kivon the korele viyosile mitzarfi. Really, the shepherd would not have to walk to where the dog is to get him. The shepherd could just call him. He could be a few hundred mil away, a few hundred na'amas away, and just call him, and he'll come to him. So maybe the roi doesn't really have to go in the right smack in the middle, so we do not consider the roi, because in the middle it's a na'amistarif. Or dilma, maybe no. Zimna de lo yosi, sometimes even though you call the dog, he doesn't come. Or matz, or mitzarech iyo lemezel, that the shepherd himself will have to go there via siu to bring the dog. So maybe we do consider as if the shepherd is there in the middle. Take with this a shayla. Whenever the shepherd for sure has to go in the middle, we consider him like he's there, and that's also according to Shmuel enough to be mitzarf. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Oimer ha-yardein mafsik l'maisa beima. If there's the yard in the Jordan River, in between the two sides of you, in between your two sets of animals, it's mafsik. So Amar Rami says, Chandra Meir is, Amar Rami, Leshon, when was this said? Ela she'ein shom gesher, where there's no bridge, you can't go over the yardin. Avoyei shom gesher, if there's a bridge there, then gesher mitzvah from the bridge makes it like come together. There's not stamas where the yardin breaks, it's only because you can't get there. But if you could get there, you put the two together. Alma, what do we see? Mishum delo mekarvin hu. This Ravami is learning shan ramei, because you can't get together. Meisu, we have a question. It says, hoyoloi bishnei evre yardin. First, there's two sets of animals, and the two sides of the yardim. Elech v'yelech. Oy b'shnei avtiluyas, on two, like, governments. Kagoyin shom nemer namuri. Two different sides of governments, like, two different rulers, like. Same with starf, no, not with starf. The answer of them, you have to tell me, chutzalorat zvorats. If you have five animals inside Eretz Yisrael, five animals outside, that's not with starf, like two different places, it's not with starf. So the question is why? Well, chutzalorat zvorats, Kemokim Shesh Geshadami. There for sure you could walk there. It's like a bridge there. You could just walk there. This time with these other cities, maybe it's like there's an iron curtain in between the two. You can't get through. But here, Chutzlars, you just walk. Ukatani still says, Lem Starfin. So here you see the Svari is, even though you could walk there, it's called two different places. Therefore you can't put the two together. So Tekash and Ravami. Samora says, Ela Rada Omer Rab Chia Baraba, Omer Rab Yechon, and Nechnami. Not like Ravami. But rather, Hainu time of the Rameh, this is the reason of Rav Meir. The Yom that he says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'har Yardin Yigbel Oysel Lefas Kedmo, that the yard in the Jordan River, that's called the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael on the east side. It is a Kosovo Sol Gvubif Niyasma. The Torah calls like a boundary, it's like a place by itself. Therefore, the two opposite sides are no good, even though there's a bridge between them. Not like Rabami. Most Elamiyat is so. The pasuk also says in Yeshua, "The Toyer Hagvul, the Yol Hagvul," that the boundary goes up and goes down. Is Ochinami across the voice of Gvul from the Yatsmoi? So any time the Torah says cities are the boundaries, every boundary the pasuk says also should make two separate parts. Someone says no. Like in between one shevet to another shevet, there should be, every place should be different places. Someone says no. Shem Yos Nirot is different. Yom HaKor Naposik says, Zoyz Tiyo Lachem Horetz Ligvul Aseho. Soviv. At the end of the Parshah, Bamidbar says, like the whole Eretz Yisrael is like one big Gvul. Is Kul Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echadi. The whole Eretz Yisrael is like one boundary. Even though there are different Shvatim inside, each one has his own boundary, that's not considered a real good boundary. But each, the whole Eretz Yisrael is together. Only the Yardin is different. But the more why? Yachiv so, Yardin Ami. Why don't I say the Yardin is also like part of Eretz Yisrael? That's also one big land. It should not be divided into like. Yeah, the Gemara says, no, Eretz is lo Yavne. The Pasuk says, Zoyz Tilechem Ho Eretz. Only in Eretz Yisrael itself is all the boundaries together, but not the Yardin. So the Gemara says, Bishleim is good now. The Rebbe Chiya Barab, according to Rebbe Chiya Barab, is very good. Haino Diktorni Yardin. That's why the Mishnah says, according to Rebbe Meir, the Yardin is Masik. Only the Yardin, not all the rivers. It's only a special thing in the Yardin. The Torah calls it a Gvul, a boundary. Elul Rabbam, according to Rabbam, that he holds no, it's totally if you can get there or not. So Lishnai Lekulin Horus, why does the Mishnah Ramei only say the Yardin? Any river should be the same way. As according to him, it's totally whether you could get there or you can't get there. So Kasha is Lulav Akasha, according to Rabbam. Now the Gemara says, Lei Mekatino, let's hear some Achlokes Tanoim. So Rashi learns, I Yardin, if the Yardin itself of Horus is Choshev Eretz Kenan, is exceeded part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore would not be Masik, Oiloi. The way Rabbi Yochanan learns, according to Rabbi Chiya Barab, Rabbi Yochanan, that Shan Ramei was that the Yardin is a mafsik. It's called the Gvul. Similar to Machlokes is annoying. Why? The prophet says in the Midbar, Ki atem oivrim es ha Yardin. You go over the Yardin, Artso Kenan. So Vidash Artso Kenan. So Vidash and Artso Eretz Kenan. Tloi ha Yardin Eretz Kenan. Divrei Rabbi Yudav ben Mesayra. That only the Eretz Yisrael, the land is called Eretz Yisrael. But not the Yardin. The Yardin is not going to Eretz Kenan. It's not called in Eretz Yisrael. So that would be like Rabbi Chiya Barab learned Shat in Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah that the Yardin is different. For Gershom ben Yichoy Yaminov, Harei Yom, the Pasuk says Me'ever leYardin Yurecha Kedma Mizrocha. The other side of the Yardin is Yurichoy. Kedma Mizrocha is on the east side. Ma Yurecha, just like the city Yurichoy, Eretz Kenan. That's called part of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Kenan. Is Af Yardin Eretz Kenan? Is the Yardin is also called part of Eretz Kenan? That's the way Reb Shimon ben Yochai holds. That would be like Abami's pshat. Now, Omar Rabba Babachonon Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Yardin. So good, that's the machlokes anoyim. Nothing more says Omar Rabbi Yochanan that Ein Yardin Ela Mi Beis Yericha Lamarta. What is considered the Yardin? And Refrat Rabbi Yochanan learns that that's called the Gavul. It's a mafsik. The Yardin itself is called like divides up the two different parts. One side and the other side. The Yardin breaks it up. Not because you can't get there, but just the Yardin itself is called a new shame, it's called like a Gvul. So the question is, where exactly does the Yardin start? So he says, Ein Yardin Ela Mibesh Yerich Lamata. From Yerich who is in downwards, that's called the Yardin. But what's above it is not called the Yardin. The water above is not called the Yardin. So Rav Lamayi Hilchos said, what's the law? What's the to? Let me, if you want to tell me, no, there's somebody that makes a neder. He makes a neder not to have enjoyment from the water. So holochach loshem b'nei yodmish, go off the way people talk. And the cholecha, the korale yadin, it's a soleil. So whatever people call the yadin should become also. Neder is always telling how we talk. So if people talk and mean the whole yadin, even above Yerichai, that water should also be yosef to you if you made a neder not to drink the water of the yadin. Ela means here l'mayis debeima, means a loch, like an al mishnah. That we said the court of Rabbi Meir, the yadin is mafsik. If you have animals on this side and that side, the yadin breaks up the two. The question is, what's called the yadin? This is a locker from Yericho downwards. Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Tani Nam Yochi, Yardin. Yoitse Memoras Pamayis. The Yardin comes out from this Mora, from this cave Pamayis. Umalach and it goes Biyomo. Ashel Sivcha goes into the Yam Sivcha. Uviyomo Shel Tverya, Viyomo Shel Sdoim. Furlach Punefli Yamagodol, it goes down to the Yamagodol. Viyain Yardin, but what's really called the Yardin itself? Like all this is way above. But what's really called the Yardin itself? Elam Yibesh Yerich Lamata, from Yibesh Yericha and downwards. And that's like we just said, from Ayisah Behema, the Hikad Din Yardin is only from Yericha downwards. Even though it starts way above. Om Rabbi Chiyav Arab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Loma Nikri Shema Yardin, why is this Yardin called Yardin? She Yorid Midon, it comes down from Don, that's the place where it really starts south. Rashi says, She Mokim. Om Alei Rabbah Bal Rabashi, Osin you mehosa must be you learned this aloha on this brisa. Ananos mehocha must be you learned it from this aloha. Posik says Vayikru loy lish Vayikru loy lishem don vishem don avim. They called the place there don, the name of don avim. From Rav Yitzchok, lishem, what does lishem mean? Zu pamayis, that's this river pamayis. Vetanya, yoytse yardim imoras pamayis, that the yardim starts out from the cave in pamayis. That's what starts out. Omer Rav Kana, zachruse di yarduna, means the zach, as Rashi says, ikru she yardim, the main part of the water that comes down to the yardim, mimoras pamayis, it starts out in this more, this cave pamayis. Heicha, where does it go? No, that's where it starts out from. The Heichidim, somebody says, Leshisinu mayim mimoras pamayis, I won't drink from the water that comes out from pamayis, from this cave. Is this a salebe kula yardona? You know, it's also to drink water from the whole yardin. Because the yardin gets its water, its main supply is from this mora pamayis. That's the beginning, the ikur of the yardin. A similar locher is, Zachrus to the Dhamma, what's the main ikur of blood? That's kabd of the liver. The liver of the body, that's the main part of the blood. And Rav Yitzchok, Yom Rav Yitzchok, covered by a mace, if his liver, shenimuah, starts to melt, is metama b'revius. If you have revius over there, it's metamiu. It has locha like dam. Revius adam is metamiu. Zachrusa demaya pras. The ikur of all water starts out from pras. That's where all the water starts out from. The Yom Rav Yudah Marav. Hanoidim and Mem Pras, if somebody makes a neder not to have enjoyment from the water of the river Pras, Yishno also b'chol Mem Shemoylem, you also with all the waters in the whole world. Because all the waters come from Pras. Hechidom, what's the case talking about? Ilayim, if you want to tell me the Yoma, somebody said, Lesh Yassinu Mem Pras, I won't drink from the water Pras. Sechura Mem Pras, Ud Lesh Yassinu, Yoni Sechlid, just the water Pras itself. Homen Horach, Rin Yassinu, but from other rivers he's allowed to. Mash, only the water that's in Pras itself. El Diyomra, the person said like this, Leshesino mi mayim di osim Pras. Well, I make a net not to drink water that comes from Pras. And then all the waters are also to you. To be why? Because the Yomra of Yudom Arav, Kolan Horus, Lamata Mishloshin Horus. All the rivers are below three, there are main three top rivers that supply the rest of the rivers. The Gimel Nahorus, Lamata Mipras. And even these three rivers are below Pras. That Pras, that's the Iker, where all the water comes from. So if we make a neder not to drink any water that comes from Pras, you also with all the water of the world, all the rivers of the world. For the Gemara, Ay Vo Iker, there is one left. Ay Vo Iker Insa. Rashi is Iker Insa the Midland. Rashi is